Blog Talk Radio.
Because of reliance shall break every chain.
Trying to wait on the brother DeWalter to call in. He's trying to do a live broadcast. He's at a Pan-African Connection, and so we're trying to do the live broadcast right now. So I just sent him a text. I'm trying to wait on him to call in. I'm gonna play that song again while I try to get him on the phone.
The tiger and lion shall break every chain. The conquering lion shall break every chain. Give him the victory again and again. feel the drums roll. She'll break every chain, every chain, every chain. The gathering lion, yeah. She'll break every chain. Give us some victory. We need some victory. We need some victory. Again and again and again and again. Give
Mahir. He's
hey,
away from the table right now. Yeah,
okay.
I'm the one who dialed in.
Oh, okay.
So,
whenever y'all get ready,
everything
just,
is set up here. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Just, I guess, just you know, put it in front of the where you're sitting at, and it should be able to pick it up.
Yeah, it will. I've already got
okay.
it there. So
okay.
when we're ready to do that, I'm taking it off the Bluetooth, and it's just gonna be. The mic.
Okay.
All right. So it's gonna be good. I thought I was gonna see you out here.
Yeah. I ate something that caused me to get ill. I said, "Dang, that ain't happened in a while."
Was it? Was your stomach like upset?
Yeah.
Bubbly. Yeah.
Yeah.
Might
it
be
was
something going on in the ethers.
Oh, okay. It was
that happened to me earlier? But I'm good now. Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. Okay. I thought it was the wing stop I had.
Yeah. I don't, you know, the food I was eating is the food I always have. And I ate
yeah.
that, and also my stomach was slightly bubbly. I'm like, okay, we got something going on.
Yeah, that's how I feel. I still kind of feel like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're continuing to do our due diligence, of course. So it's good again hearing your voice, and
oh, yes, sir.
That's
yes,
good.
Sir.
You know,
all right. Yes, sir, brother Mahir. You too.
And keep it ramped up. I got a project
okay.
I'm working on. It's in line with some of what Brother Dwai is going to be talking about today, and
okay.
I'm dealing with the Black Negro Peons, as they're using the term today, who came here in mass numbers. Long ago, and what was exactly written about them. So they
okay.
were already here, not as somebody's slaves. They were running the joint like they were running Western Europe.
Oh, yeah, we know that. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Not everybody
mm-hmm.
knows, but some of us know that. Oh,
yeah. And so now it's coming out more and more now because the information is being presented in a really good top qualitative and how it's put together. So it's very qualitative in the sense that it's like, well, hold on a second. So you're telling me my last name is not because of some guy who didn't look like me owning me as a slave? Correct. Who says that you was a slave? Where'd you get that notion from? Well, that's what they taught the young children after a certain
right.
period of time about slavery. And, of course, the story did not match what our great-grandparents had told us, although they didn't write it down. But they did talk
yeah.
to us nonetheless, and it
right,
doesn't match. And they got it to the point where we're not even believing what our grandparents had to say about it.
are those the ones that call the griot?
Yeah, exactly. So, Dewalia, let me know when you're ready, because that's the phone. And hold on, I'm going to put it on speaker, too, so Brother Drew can also interact. So hold on a second, okay? So I'm going to get off the Bluetooth.
Okay, can you hear us? Okay?
I think I got it.
Brother Drew, can you hear us?
Yes.
Huh?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Here we go. So he can hear us. This phone is a good phone. So it's not on Bluetooth.
I think I got it. This actually got to come. I think this.
Oh, that's interesting. Yes, yeah, so I wish we could get that on.
No, I think it has to come off now. So now that I didn't get it on, I think I have to take it off.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, because I think that this is the piece right here that needs to go on, not this piece. I think that's the flexibility of it, and I'm hoping I ain't messing that thing up.
I don't think so. Oh, okay. There you go. They get the little deal on the line. I'm going to put it on mute, okay, so we don't have all the background noise until he's ready to talk.
Okay, just take it. Don't forget to take it off mute when you're ready.
Okay, no problem.
All right. Okay, all the listeners, we're just standing by waiting on Brother DeWalia and them to get started. Then we'll get in as soon as they get started. We'll hear them when they come in. All right, so just stand by. I'm just going to keep some music going so people come in, they'll know we own. They hear that silence, they hang up.
Brother Drew, did you say something?
Go ahead.
Oh, okay. No, we weren't ready just yet. I mean, he's in here.
Oh.
So I'm going to put it back on.
Okay. I was just playing some music just till y'all start that
gotcha.
We won't be no gotcha. Day there.
Right on. And
okay.
I'll just call out to you.
Okay. Thank
All
you.
Right.
All right, everybody, we're just waiting on Brother Duarte and them to chime in with us. We're just waiting, so everybody just hang with us. We're trying to do a live broadcast. He's at a different location doing a panel discussion today, so we're just waiting, and they're going to jump in when they're ready. So we'll just wait.
Hey, Brother Drew, just want to let you know, I forgot, the moderator, Robert Ashley from Heaven 97, he's on his way over here, so he's acting as the moderator.
Okay,
so, Brother just showed me from the notes, so he'll be here shortly. So,
okay, yes, sir.
When he gets
we'll
here, we're going to play ball. All right.
All right.
And put it back on
mute. All right.
All right, we're just standing by waiting on our host to start the program. So we are on. Everybody that's listening in, we are on. We're just waiting, standing by.
Hey, Brother Drew, so you know, Brother Goliath, I said he's going to, until I guess Robert Ashley get here, he said he's going to do a little opening up and talk about some esoteric knowledge and stuff, so, okay? So,
okay, sounds good.
All right, so that's, That's what we're going to do.
Okay.
So I told him you're going to talk about some esoteric knowledge.
Yeah.
And
okay, you can hear me good, right, Brother Drew?
Yes, yes. Oh, yeah, you're coming in good.
All right. Fantastic. Phantasmal. Probably what's going on. In fact, Gio is mumbling it. Okay, whenever you want to talk, this here is going to pick you up.
I got this.
That's all right. So this here is going to talk.
Okay, pick that table. That's
fine. No, this is perfect, brother.
Will you?
Okay, Brother Drew, Brother Robert Ashley is here, and everyone else, I guess, who was supposed to be here is here. So that's the conversation you hear in the background, and we're getting ready to rock and roll. Can you hear me, Brother Drew? Well, we're connected.
Hey, Brother Drew. Brother Drew. Go ahead.
Yes, yes. Just want to let you know the moderator is here and everyone else who's supposed to be here, they're also here.
Okay, then. I'll be waiting on y'all.
So I'm going to put the phone down and we're going to get to singing.
Okay.
And so I'm going to put it down now and it's going to be over. All right.
Okay.
Here we go.
All right. We on.
All right. Here we go.
Okay. So whatever you are talking about, he can hear you. Brother Drew Hamilton on the Blog Talk Radio. But I'm a part of the panel, so I'll get my chance to come slip slide. Sing.
No, I'm going to give you the. Oh.
Okay, one in my pocket. My ear, L. Okay, I used to come up here with bags again. My ear, L. Okay. Brother Drew is the one who's picking up this through the Blog Talk Radio. So he's not here physically. He's on the program.
You hear L.
Yes.
You hear L?
Yes.
You ready?
Yes.
Well, first of all, we'd like to say good afternoon and want to thank you so much for coming out today. Can we have your attention, please? I want to thank all of you for coming out today for a very interesting conversation about esoteric knowledge. My name is Robert Ashley. I have served as a journalist and a news director, just covering the news for the last 30 years or so here in Dallas, Texas. And the word esoteric means hidden knowledge. And there are so many things that have been hidden from us. And we always constantly ask the question, why? Why are they always trying to hide something from us? I remember the book by Dr. Stolen Legacy, Professor George G.M. James. The book is called Stolen Legacy. And that is a book that we encourage everybody to read because that's what actually happened to us. They stole our legacy. And as they stole our legacy, they replaced us in our divine position, and put somebody else there. And I'm not against anybody, even though we know the truth, and sometimes the truth will pit you against people, because those who took that truth from you, when you get ready to claim it back, then they go, oh, you all this, you coming against us. Mm-hmm. But we've come to find out, in terms of the esoteric knowledge that we'll be talking about today, it transcends the third dimension. See, right now, we are in the third dimension. Now, how many of you, by a show of hands, y'all remember that group called the Fifth Dimensions? Y'all heard that Fifth Dimension?
Mm-hmm.
And they were trying to tell us something about dimensions. And we've come to find out that as a race of people, we can transcend not only the third dimension, we can get into the fourth, fifth, sixth, all these different dimensions. And come to find out, down at NASA in Houston, Texas, they have some of the same hieroglyphics that they found on Mars. In the back room in NASA, you get some of them brothers in Houston, you go down there to NASA and say, hey, man, can you let me see what's in the back of this little vault here at NASA? And they'll take you in the back, if they trust you, and show you some of the same hieroglyphics that have been found on the planet Mars. Now, you talk about this face on Mars and all this stuff. We're off the planet Earth right now because we're dealing with some super dimensions here. You're talking about NASA. I remember covering Guion Bluford, the first black man that went into outer space. I was working for Earl Graves, the publisher of Black Enterprise magazine at that time, and he was so pro-black, and so we were going to send our research department down to NASA and cover this black man going into outer space. And to this very day, the stuff that's going on in outer space has a direct connection with us and all the stuff that's going on right now. By a show of hands, how many of you have ever heard of this TV show called Ancient Aliens? By a show of hands, Ancient Aliens. All right, now, if you've never seen that show, Ancient Aliens, I'll tell you, Brother Amir, that information will scare you. It will scare you because it's teaching you something about yourself that you didn't know. I come to find out, by the Catholic Church, how many of you ever heard of what they call the Third Secret of Fatima? By a show of hands, have you ever heard of the Third Secret of Fatima? Do y'all remember when these Catholic folks were out in the field and they said that Mother Mary appeared to them and told them three secrets and all that kind of stuff?
Mm-hmm.
The Third Secret of Fatima. Come to find out, that third secret is that everything you've been taught is a lie. Everything you've been taught is a lie.
Everything.
And the extraterrestrial brothers that Parliament Funkadelic was thinking about. Now, by a show of hands, how many of y'all went to a Parliament Funkadelic concert? By a show of hands, Atomic Dog. But the way they came on stage, if you look at the way they came on stage, they were coming down in a pyramid as they were coming in out of space. And some of the stuff that we're going to talk about today is interdimensional, it's intergalactic. You've heard of Star Trek and all that kind of crap. Star Trek, The New Dimension. This is the kind of stuff we're going to get ready to get into. Now, I'm going back to the Catholic Church because, let me see, how many of you, let me see, who's in here faster than your computer and your phones and everything like that? If I throw out something, I want somebody to maybe look it up on their phone, and then we'll get you to stand up and recite it back. The Catholic Church is called Project Lucifer. By a show of hands, have anybody in here ever heard of Project Lucifer? Oh, yeah, okay, good, good. Project Lucifer. Like I said, we're out. We're in the different dimension. This is the third dimension, but we're out now in the fifth. We're way out here in the galaxies, man. We're like Parliament Funkadelic, coming down with the pyramids on stage, coming down and getting ready to reveal some real big esoteric knowledge. Now, the Catholic Church is perhaps one of the biggest tricks on the planet. I'm not anti-Catholic. They can believe whatever they want to believe. But when these popes and these priests start messing around with these little boys, having sex with them, and when the Catholic nuns, a lot of the mortuaries that they live in, and when they move out, they find fetuses at the bottom of the basement. There was recently a mortuary in New York City that was recently sold to investors, but this was the home of the Catholic nuns. And y'all know the Catholic nuns and the priests take this vow of celibacy. We ain't going to have sex. We ain't going to do this. Come to find out, the Catholic Church, and it relates to this whole thing about Parliament Funkadelic coming down out of the stars on the planet. We're talking about this esoteric knowledge. We're out of space right now. We're not in the, this is the third dimension. We're in the fourth, fifth. I'm trying to get you on a celestial level because this kind of information here transcends the planet Earth. But going back to the Catholic Church, when they get ready to have sex with these little boys and the nuns were having sex with the and then aborting the fetuses, you can look this up in the New York Times. Just Google Catholic baby fetus is found in the basement of a Catholic mortuary where the nuns stayed, the covenant. That's what they call it, a covenant. I'm saying all of that to say is that the Catholic Church, the popes of this world, the white popes, not the black ones, because the initial, Brother Neal, you can tell me out there, but the original popes were black.
And they were in Bavaria.
Yes, sir. Bavaria, Germany.
All the blacks.
I'm relating the Catholic Church to Parliament Funkadelic coming down on stage out of the pyramids because right now the Catholic Church had been deemed the connection through the Anunnaki and all these other celestial beings. The Catholic Church is the main connection here on the planet Earth. But the Catholic Church are some of the ones that stole our legacy. In the book by Professor George E. and then you talk about stolen legacy. Who stole your legacy? Members of the Catholic Church stole your legacy. And they basically believe that they're God on earth.
Yeah.
But come to find out, your ancestors, my ancestors, the one that Parliament Funkadelic was trying to tell us about, as they were coming on stage, coming down out of the pyramids, out of the galaxies and everything like that, that's us. That's us. We are the people on this planet that the other galaxies are depending upon to try to keep some sanity on the planet. So the esoteric knowledge that they stole from us, the esoteric knowledge that they hid, basically we're trying to reclaim it so that we can be the very elect who will not perish because of a lack of knowledge. If we know who we are, we can strategically place ourselves to not perish because of a lack of knowledge. Take, for example, by a show of hands, who took that shot? By a show of hands, who took that shot? With all due respect, I'm gonna pray for you. I'm going to pray for you. Now, also, can you Google Brother Amir, the book is called COVID-19. Is COVID-19 a biological weapon? Just put that in there. It's by Dr. Richard Fleming. The book is by Dr. Richard Fleming. Is COVID-19 a biological weapon?
Right. All viruses.
Now, if you only had one shot, if you only had the booster, now, if you had two shots, you might be okay. But if you had that booster, you may have set off a slow-motion death, and it all centers around depopulation. And I hate to even be the bearer of this bad news, but I don't want to have that blood on my hands when we stand before our Creator on Judgment Day. So what I'm saying is That kind of esoteric knowledge, when you look that up, did you see it? It's called COVID-19 Is the Biological Weapon by Dr. Richard Fleming.
Yeah, I got it right here.
Now, that's the book.
Directed Fleming. Okay, it doesn't say it's supposed to be the determination of the lead treatment qualitative imaging, measurement serum. Okay.
Yeah, Dr. Richard Dr. Fleming.
Richard M. Fleming.
What's the title of his book? Was the title? Come on.
He's got something called SARS-CoV-2 and COVID-19.
Mm-hmm. Well, we've been trying to get Dr. Richard Fleming to do an interview with us. But the Centers for Disease Control don't want him to do an interview with us. This is part of that esoteric knowledge that we have if we're going to survive. I'm not anti-vaccine. I'm not anti-Trump, anti-Biden, anything like that. You just have to question what's going on. Depopulation. Some people say there's too many people on the planet. How does that all relate to esoteric knowledge? If you know the hidden knowledge, when they come out with a biological weapon like COVID-19, that was created. Okay.
Okay. What's the name of, is COVID-19 a bioweapon?
That's the name of the book.
That's the name of the book. A scientific and forensic investigation by Robert M.
Yes.
Dr. Robert.
Now, Dr. Fleming, Dr. Fleming has all the documents that the FDA, the Centers for Disease Control, don't want us to see about how they created this virus and the vaccine in a laboratory in Wuhan, China. Well, they actually started here in the United States at North Carolina Chapel Hill,
mm-hmm.
Under the presidency of the black president, Barack Obama.
Right.
And part of the esoteric knowledge is they're trying to depopulate us. They're trying to do away with us. There's too many people on the planet. In that particular shot, there's a thing they call the spike protein. Have you ever heard, by show of hands, have anybody ever heard of the word spike protein?
Yeah, they use it a lot.
Okay, now the spike protein was in the virus. The spike protein was also in the vaccine. That book by Dr. Fleming documented all the documentation from the Center for Disease Control, everything like that. That's why I say for those of you who took the shot, I pray for you. Because what it is supposed to be is a slow-motion death. Because it's not stopping the spread of the coronavirus, right? It's not stopping the spread. It's not stopping people from getting sick. So there is an ulterior motive, and that's to eventually kill you in the long run because they feel like there's too many people. And when we perish because of a lack of knowledge, it's because a lot of our leaders have told us to take the shot because they didn't know, and then a lot of them are being paid because the pharmaceutical industry has a lot of money. Tom?
Let me add to what you were saying earlier about the booster. If you all can recall, when the first came out and started talking about the booster, the two top officials of the FDA
resigned.
And they resigned because of the booster and what the booster would do to one's immune system.
Exactly.
And so just thinking that here they were from the very beginning involved with the bringing on of this vaccine, and now their two top officials, they resigned because they did not think that the booster was, number one, necessary, and that also that it was going to be very deadly to people.
Exactly. And also another reason why they resigned, too, is because they didn't want to give that vaccine to children.
Yes.
Because children, 99% of them who get coronavirus recover. But the trick is those same children who take that shot won't be able to have children when they reach childbearing age.
Yes.
Because the vaccine, and it kills your T cells. It takes down your immune system. That's why people who get the shot and they get it again. They get the shot and they get it again because it ain't working. The vaccine is ineffective. Now, also, Moderna. Their stock is down by 60%. Pfizer's stock is down by 14%. And a letter went out just last week indicating to the stockholders of Pfizer and Moderna is that they're getting ready to release information about the number of people who have died after taking the shot, the number of people who have suffered strokes, heart attacks, blood clots after the shot. They're getting ready to come, and it's reaggravated cancers. It's also people who have gone into menopause. Some of them have restarted their cycles, if you will. But this is information that's very much known. But see, the thing about it is the vaccine itself is a what they call a experimental gene therapy.
Yes.
Under the special use authorization, they can call it a vaccine, but it's technically not because it takes 5 to 10 years to develop a vaccine. But under the special use authorization, I can tell you it's a vaccine, homeboy. Take that shot. And I'll say, well, Commissioner Price, take the shot. Experimental vaccine, and it takes normally 5 years. And President Trump came out of it calling it warp speed.
Mm-hmm.
So esoteric knowledge means there's some hidden information they kept from us that we will perish if we don't get this information. Brother Mayor?
I'd like to add to what you're saying as well.
Yes, sir.
We as a people, as it is now talked about in the science community, out open now, we have 9 DNA series. Other people, most everybody else on the planet have 6. So what that simply translates into, we're not all equal. And someone says that in terms of the life we've been living and how hard it's been and the attempt to stamp us out and eradicate us, because I did a blog talk thing, myself and Brother Dwight, talking about eugenics and its impact upon us, who was talking about this, what the plan and where it's going. It's not exactly working as well as they are, because everyone else that they've been trying to study, and they've been trying to study our DNA. Look, they've had all your breakdown since the end of World War
II.
Every soldier pissing in the bottle, so to speak. So they've always known who and what you are and where your people are from. They always knew that. That's not a secret. But when you go and play with these tests today for DNA and family tree and all, what's it say? It says purely for entertainment purposes. You see what I'm saying? So they're not even trying to be serious with you. Now, you mentioned something very key, corona. Isn't that what the surface of the sun is called, especially after it's had an eruption? Then you have to take the word and take it back to its ancient form so you can really understand esoterically what is being said when they say the sun has just put out a corona discharge. So corona is the word Quran, which means recital, revelation, or message coming to you. Then they told you John Lear, retired NASA space science gentleman, he mentioned that we don't have 9 planets in our solar system. It's 40.
Mm.
And all of them have humans on them and always have.
Don't they call those the exoplanets? These new exoplanets?
That's the terminology they're using right now.
Yes,
so is the return and possible warfare upon those who are foreign to our solar system.
Oh, yes, right.
So our solar system has inhabited planets. They've been doing trade and commerce. And John Lear, he's an old guy now, and he says, he put it out like this. He said, if you think the largest airport in the United States in terms of air traffic control is busy, he said that you're seeing nothing until you are with what these guys know, and they are able to communicate, which is not a secret, it's not new, like zillions of space travelers moving in and out of this system.
Yes,
and they say, yes, we are under a dome.
Yes, sir.
And the sun is inside of our dome that some folks on YouTube has already flown in private planes, went extremely high above the clouds, and they say, you see that ball of fire right there? That's the sun. It's in here with us. So, again, they got us away from our language, so that we wouldn't understand in English. English as a language, as you know, was created by those in the lodge, okay? And it has the ability to completely absorb and cover all manners of truth, facts, and whatever it is, and they throw you off. So here's a little joke that you can remember. If you're learning another old language, we say he. That's masculine gender in English, right? The original language it came out of means feminine. So he is she. Who is me? So when somebody knocks on the door, me who? Me who? So that meant who is it? Who is it? So now they flip the whole script around. So you've got him is plural. That means they, masculine. So you say, yeah, I believe in him. What are you really saying in English that you're babbling in? And they've also said, we talked about how you open up, beautiful opening in terms of talking about esoteric and getting us into this area. You know, I regularly read my Old Testament and Hebrew.
Mm-hmm.
Because there are things that are set in there that needs to be brought out, and this is to edify what you have already said. Okay, so when it says the mighty ones, rulers, and judges, that's the word Elohim that they give you a single word, G-O-D, for. That word don't mean that. That's the brown, that's our sky brothers and sisters, who's responsible for us being here. That's how we say it in Native talk, sky brothers and sisters. Right? We don't call them gods. They ain't called angels. That's not what that is. And we will see them again. It says we were to be regenerated in their photo likeness. I want you to remember that, because that's what the two Hebrew verbs mean, and they're still used right now. So photo likeness and characteristics. That's what it says. They give you in the Bible in our image and likeness. That's not what it's saying. No, those verbs are way more accurate. And here's the thing about when you deal with our people's original language. It's not old and archaic, nor is it outdated. With a minimum of 4,000 words, we're able to describe, even today, what took place for thousands of years ago, what's happening presently, and where we're going in the future without inventing new words. An example, Wohali, that's eagle, right? Okay, so we have another word we attach to simply say iron eagle.
Yeah.
A train is an iron horse. People were talking that way even in the Bible, so now you have to go back to it and check how they're talking. You don't need to. Anything that doesn't have a soul is a beast. So the ancient Egyptian military had combat field radios that called beasts that could speak. They had the tasers there showing you an SG-1 Stargate and all that sort of stuff. What's that called in the Bible? A weaver beam. So one of the tribes went to fight a people who said that their chariots were made of iron. The Hebrew word in there is the same word you would use in Israel to say tank.
Wow.
And every state capitol building in this land and throughout the world was built by people who look like me and you. So they'll tell you the creation start date for the Austin State Capitol building with that Tartarian dome on top. I'm an ex-Army engineer officer. How did you manage a few hundred years ago with a bunch of sheep herders, enslavers, slave masters, cotton pickers, how did you build a structure like that and put a dome up there without a crane? How did you do that? Where's your earth-moving equipment? The White House was not built in the 1700s. It's probably, they say, between 800 to 1,200 years old. We were here wheeling and dealing and knocking it out the ballpark. New York City's train railway system, this is all documentation now. So the New York City subway system that goes miles and miles, it was already built. It was already here. Those guys had to get up, keep us out of the way, so we couldn't see them studying what we did, reverse engineering some stuff as time allowed. And this is what they've been doing. So as Solomon put it, there's nothing new under a sun.
I just
take that to the bank, because he was absolutely right.
Okay. Well, that's Brother Emil, who's also a part of this panel. Brother Xerox?
Yes. About it's here.
Yes. Absolutely.
Go downtown, and I've noticed it. Y'all ever seen the window on buildings, they down low?
Yes.
Well, that goes to show that city was built up.
Yes.
You understand?
Yes.
The highs where we had already put.
And they called that a mudflood. They said a mudflood or a reset. The brothers explaining the building was built from day one. The White House has got so many sublevels to it, and I want to know what time frame do they show you steam shovels and scrapers and 20-ton dump trucks and all this stuff. I'm an Army engineer. Talk to me, because I've been there. We built bridges. We built airfields and it's all of this stuff. So I know a thing or two about earth-moving operations, and I'm saying to myself, this doesn't match. These guys came here, slave drivers, and they did this? No way.
So how do you propose they did it?
We did it.
How do we do it?
Ancient technology, because we had Shamirs. That's in Old Testament. You know what Shamir is?
No.
That is a diamond tip laser cutter.
Okay.
And then when you was finished, you put it back into a lead container to because if you, it says the instructions were if you to use it and put it in another type of metal container, the tool would charge up and burst.
Right.
The Ark of the Covenant is what you call today's drones.
I'm all
voice activated. So this is the kind of stuff that you do. And in college, my background is physics.
No, but that's
so I love the science, well, and then I learned.
Have you heard of all those different structures over in Central America, Sacsayhuama, all those?
Yes.
All those mountain carvings, the caves and everything.
I saw a video today that also had an extremely large, oversized, giant-sized picture glyph in Australia on the ground.
Okay.
And the guy said that somebody first noticed it after all of that grass and everything was gone.
Yes.
He looked down and said, oh, my God. And now they're just getting around to trying to show us it. They can't hide this
and did
stuff.
Did you see the H-blocks over in Punka Punka? Have you ever heard of those H-blocks in Central America, how they carved them out, that precision cutting of the stone?
Right.
This book right here talks about that very piece of technology that you mentioned. They were using this back in 2500 before the Christian era.
Right. Now, I want to add, to further edify something you're saying.
The history begins at Sumer.
Yeah. Right. And you know, that word is still alive and well in Germany.
Well, here it is right here.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Fire weapon? Yes, sir.
Basically, they
put that in a can. Yes.
So, I question, what is
that? I tell you that, and because when they created it, that's an excellent question, because when they created it in that laboratory in North Carolina Chapel Hill, and then they transferred it over to Wuhan, the antidote is vitamin D. The antidote is zinc.
Right.
You're having to rebuild your immune system because the spike protein in the virus itself destroys your immune system. That's why people who take the shot test positive for COVID-19 because it's taking your immune system down by about 25%. You took the shot and still got it again? Okay, now do you take vitamin D? Because vitamin D helps your endocrine system. Vitamin D, as a matter of fact, vitamin D and zinc is the antidote. But they talk against natural immunity.
Right.
You don't have nobody talking about natural immunity. So if you've taken the shot, you need to have your vitamin D level checked. You need to have your zinc levels checked because all of that can kind of offset it and maybe restore your immune system. Right. And the white T cells. The white T cells. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Because, see, what this vaccine does, it destroys your immune system.
And to add, with the sun's recent flare-up acting out, 40 to 80 satellites came crashing to the Earth.
Wow.
Many of those satellites, which they just put it under the umbrella of SpaceX, that's in your favor. Because you notice, have you been having real dreams the past 3 to 5 days?
Mm-hmm.
And it's like they're watching a movie or it's like we are awake as we are now, but in your dream, everything is so real.
Yeah.
Because they control you under what they call a frequency lockdown.
Ooh.
So every human being on the planet has what is called a biostatic frequency. That's how they know who and what you are family-wise. That's how they know.
Mm.
So you can run around saying, I'm this and I'm that. No, hold on. Get him under the scanner. That's also in the Old Testament in the Bible. But except they didn't use it that way.
Okay.
They told the young guys when they went into the cities and towns, do not any woman who has known multiple men, every time a woman is dealing with a man, she takes on his Y chromosome.
Ooh.
When she dies, they know how many guys she's been with, and it leads to microchimerism, a form of mental acting out and craziness, and telegony, which is a French, a Greek word. They've been knowing about that. So in other words, she's got these Y chromosomes in her. I'm just giving y'all a once-over back, and I've come right back to what you were talking about. there's a lot going on in eye anatomy that we used to know as the people.
Yes.
And many of the folks have basically messed themselves off to an extent. So a book that the Catholic Church said removed from the Bible, from the Ascension of Isaiah, it said that a woman has to take celibate for 7 years for her biochemistry to come back into order.
Wow.
Because they're out there running it, and a man's sperm is called Spock's. What's it called? It's toxic. Spermatoxin. So when it enters the woman's system, it nukes her on the cellular level to take her over. That's why the serotonin that's in the man's emission and everything, this behavior modification is all of that. And we sit up here running around like this is nothing. The old timers used to know this because they were in the day. Then it suddenly stopped.
With your food.
Yeah, I just want to ask Lincoln. You're definitely right, because when a man ejaculates, he has a semen.
Right.
Semen is inside men, inside a woman's womb.
Correct.
Then she get a different man and ejaculate different semen, then they're going to battle with one another.
Because she's not designed for that.
And it's going to affect her way of thinking.
Right.
That's why women get really angry with one or the other.
Mood change, bipolar, all of that.
That
comes with the territory.
And don't go away.
No,
nope.
Don't go away.
Well, hold on.
Yeah. He's looking happy over here. What do you got to say? The DNA is in it. And her body strips it out of it.
A lot of
men. Right.
Are not programmed
to
steam.
Correct.
Exactly. And so,
because it comes from here.
And you're dying. You know,
deal with the diet.
She's taking on courage. She's not taking on something.
But she knows that when she meets you, because your force, that your biostatic frequency is already resonating on that level.
We've been taught,
yes,
to believe that our biological structure is of evil things.
Yes.
And so,
in the Old Testament, never teaches
anything that.
That
comes out of it
never
has to be of evil nature.
Right.
Seems to be of evil nature. But if we truly understand who we are, where we come from, we know that we are dead. And if we're taking on that divine energy, then what we are getting is divine.
Right.
So when we give that to a feminine, we're not giving her crazy. We give her something to herself.
Mm-hmm. Right.
That goes to the theory of the vagina. Having an vagina.
Yeah.
David, make it.
I just,
This has become an X-rated conversation?
Brother, no, not yet. Brother Ashley, I want to emphasize something the sister said. And that day, menstruous women shall beget monsters. Now, let me show you the word monster. You think it's an English word. It's from the Old Testament. It's from Hebrew. It means from among your enemies.
Mm.
So anytime you do a M or M-O-N, M-A-N, M-I-N, same thing in Arabic. Okay, and even in Cherokee, we have this because our languages are all linked to each other. That's whole Cherokee. Okay, so we know the deal.
Okay, y'all. Real quick, we just got to get back to Brother Zahoud here. He's going to give us a spill here on after Terry Dodd. Yes, ma'am?
I know you were saying, and I
yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Kill us at some point in time. How long is that process before that happens?
Now, doctor, I'm just saying. Now, if you take Dr. Robert Malone is the gentleman who created the RMNA. Was it the RMA?
Yes.
His name is Dr. Robert Malone. I would go back when you get home and Google him, look him up. He created the the RMNA? Is that what they call it? RMA, the new RNA. And this is a synthetic impact that's going to rewrite your DNA. Now, he recommends that nobody takes it because he created it, and he says that it's a situation anywhere from 3 to 5 years that it attacks your immune system.
Right.
And
is there any way you can build it back up?
Vitamin D, zinc.
Zinc and elderberry.
And sunlight.
And elderberry.
Because they're naming it Corona, and the sun discharges that.
And
that's where you're receiving your information.
Now, did you take both shots? You take the booster? What did you do? Everything. Well, you've got to.
I do take vitamin D.
Yeah, but vitamin D, you need zinc. Yeah. It has the carrier.
Right.
Yeah.
Because once you take the vaccine, they have what they call the spike protein, and the spike protein creates a replication of a negative toxicity that is releasing in your body that eventually tears down your immune system.
Right.
But if you take
cells are attacking themselves.
Exactly. This is the way they created this stuff over in that laboratory that you eventually attack your immune system would attack itself. That's why people who take the vaccine still get the virus because it's taking down the immune system and there's nothing to stop the replication. But they discovered that vitamin D and zinc, which is very cheap. And you got to remember, this is a pharmaceutical windfall for Bill and Fauci, who have patents on both the vaccine and the virus.
And the coronavirus, that is concerning. All the female folks. And that's why right now, they talking about, I remember when it came back out, that he crossed over the safety barrier, so the woman's pregnant, you could cross into
And that's why they want the children to have the vaccine, because they're trying to cut down on the population. So you see a lot of these black parents taking their 5-year-olds, their 6-year-olds in here with this shot. Maybe when they become 17 or 18 years old, they'll say, well, where's my grandchildren? Bill Gates and Dr. Fauci, who came out with the AZT, Magic Johnson got off the AZT. He's still alive, but the lead singer for Prince, Freddie Prince, I think, is the lead singer for Queen.
Right.
He stayed on the vaccine, and it did the door. Magic Johnson resigned from the AIDS committee, and he won't talk about it because they'll kill him. Another allegation too that there's an explosion in HIV because the virus when it was created, one of the spike proteins that's on that virus is the HIV component, so that it can just spread. They got that in there so that it can spread. I mean, yes, sir. And see, in the clinical right now, they're studying us as human beings, but all the clinical animal studies, all the animals died, all the pregnant animals died, everybody that took the vaccine. And the clinical animal studies died. They did a research down there at the University of Texas. They have a bio laboratory in Galveston, Texas. You can just pull this up. Galveston, Texas Biolab, coronavirus study. Dr. Fauci conducted the study, and all of the animals and everything died. Who is it? Oh, Giselle, Ghislaine Maxwell? I think you opened up a whole big can of worms there with that Epstein stuff, because what they were doing on that island there, they were engaged in eugenics. Mm-hmm. They were creating white babies. They were creating blue-eyed, blonde-haired white babies, going back to that whole white supremacy.
Yeah.
Joseph Mengele, Dr. Death. I think Dr. Fauci has been compared to Dr. Death. The Fool Society with Madame Lavatsky and all that crap?
Everything is a cult.
Yes, sir.
Everything. There's no such thing as free, clear, and independent.
What? Yes, sir, that's right. But the virus is killing those white blood cells. That's right.
We got them in.
Yes, sir.
And I know this cost, they're selling them elderberry
yes.
shots for like $30
yes.
for a shot elderberry.
And see, the reason why they don't recommend holistic treatments is because there ain't no money in that.
Right.
But Bill Gates and Dr. Fauci have made billions of dollars with the vaccine. And also members of Congress have invested in Pfizer and Moderna stock. But Dave is going to give us some information about the esoteric virus before we run out of time.
Esoteric knowledge. Esoteric knowledge is found in a secret society. The way esoteric knowledge is taught with the five W's, the one H, and a chronological order using etymology. The chi is the language. So the first thing we have to do is ask ourselves, where does language come from? This language here, it was called the forbidden language. It is the language read from left to right.
Mm-hmm.
It is written with writing. All colored people uses calligraphy. We do not use cursive writing. So you have to ask yourself, so when we ask ourselves this, we'll find out that this is esoteric knowledge. When you go in this order, you make no mistake on your knowledge. Now we ask ourselves a question, what is the highest esoteric knowledge in the world that would come with the Rosicrucians?
Chosen people of God.
This is Askenazar. Who is Askenazar? His cousins call him a Jew. He calls his cousin a Goyim. Now, he wrote the history of his cousin. It is not a religious book you can go in that don't tell you not to go in the ways of Magog and Gog and Tubal. It's no history book. Now, it tell you don't go in your ways, but if I ask you what your name is, what is your name?
Oh.
Huh?
Oh.
Okay, so you can see that if you call yourself a black African American, you name after him. That's the first thing. You in his ways. Who taught you? Me at 6 years old, my grandbabies at 3 years old. What school system did you come through? Did you ask these questions when you got out of slavery? Did any of our ancestors ask these questions?
No,
they didn't. So you got to ask yourself this question now. Who gave you your education system? All governments is run by a secret society,
mm-hmm.
which is the aristocrat that's in that secret society that runs that government. The next question we have to ask ourselves is, where did our system come from? So we got to find out what nation is America. Well, the great seal of the United States of America tells you what Mason is, what secret society he came out of. He's an Illuminati Mason. He tells you who he is. You've been looking for the Illuminati all these times. It's him. How you know the great seal tells you it's him? When did the Great Seal come into effect? May the 1st, 1776. Who was the first American? John Hancock. He the first one signed.
Richard John Hancock.
He was the first one signed the Constitution. That some Scottish Rite Masons, they were Scottish Rite Masons then, had made a Bill of Rights, a Constitution, and a preamble in Lodge Number 1 in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. It's still there. That's who the Americans, I answer the question then. That's who the Americans is. It ain't you and me. Now, this word America, where did it come from? These are questions that you ask yourself. The who, what, when, how, why, them five W's. Where did it come from? It come from Lundin. It was a county in Lundin. Well, where in the world is Lundin? Lundin is London. Just like it ain't no place called Germany. It's called Dutchland. So you got to go back when you trace the history of these people, Magog and Gog, you go back to who they were at first, the Germanic race of people. These are just as children. If you're a Christian, it's found in your Bible, the 10th chapter of Genesis, of who these people are. These are warlords. Now, history don't begin in Africa. History don't begin in Egypt. History began in ancient Sumer with the Sumerians. This is where you're going to learn about the Palladium, had a war with the Anunnaki, and everybody down here that was human beings, meaning colored people, or Anunnakis, came from Liberia.
Right.
That's in another galaxy. Everybody down here on Earth is an alien. Ain't nobody came from here. And I know that's hard to stomach.
Tell me the word means leader.
Yeah. And see, this
and
is this
leader.
This seems strange, but it ain't a religion book that ain't got this story in it. In your Bible, they call Sumer China, S-H-I-N-A-R. That's what they call Sumer. So what is written with the Samaritans? This is a good book to get right here. History begins in Sumer. I'm going to show you information that I already done memorized in the 50s.
It don't start in ancient Egypt?
No, I don't start in Egypt. This is a map with 250 years of history. But this is, when we study esoteric knowledge, the people to study with is the Rosicrucian. Who know what a Rosicrucian is? Okay. In 1619, Ashkenazi in Germany started a movement. That's what this guy was telling you, this rabbi was telling you, your brother, that ain't no such thing as a race of people. John L. Blumenbach said it was a race of people.
That's right.
So you didn't come from a race of people. That's the first thing you got to know. You didn't come from a race of people. Your history starts everybody that was down here that's human beings are Anunnaki. The Palladians came and mixed their seed with the human beings. I tell you that at the 6th chapter
of Genesis.
But who did they mix their seed with? In the northern hemisphere, you got four hemispheres. In the northern hemisphere, it's called Japan's children, called the Gentiles. Those are sub-human beings with the blood type A, B, or AB compound. If you are a human being, your blood type is Cypher, which they call an O or Alt or Circa. No, it ain't now one of them. It's a Cypher, positive or negative. Now, who in here got O positive and O negative blood? You should know your blood type. That is the key. Because when you go to the hospital, I can tell you how you can know. If they take 6 vials of your blood, you got old blood. Like they do every 6 months at the VA, they're going to take 6 vials of my blood because that's the only way they can clone. That's the only way they can get the COVID virus if they got to have your blood. It's all in the blood, the bloodline. You have the blue blood who controls all the world. See, all the world is controlled by who? Magog, Gog, and Tubal, the Germanic race of people, the subhuman.
Right.
You had to understand that this is a subhuman. He's not a human being, but he's in control of the world as we speak. So to know our history, to know where we come from, they call it science fiction. But I tell you that anybody my age knows that Buck Rogers and Flash Gordon, that was science fiction to us in the 40s and the 50s.
Right.
But in the 60s, it wasn't no science fiction.
Yeah, they start giving you
See, everything they showed you on Star Trek about these, all these alien people that was down, when they were down here, the elves, the Gargoyles, the dwarfs, this is how the bloodline of mixing they see with this Anunnaki. You had to understand, it's not no living people on Earth as we speak, pure blood. Only 104 tribes on Earth that are pure Anunnakis and pure blood. You got two in Africa, two in India, and over 100 of them over here in the Western Hemisphere. See, the Western Hemisphere is separated from the three hemispheres across the water.
Right.
See, that's where the flood happened. Across the water, people don't understand who lived over here in the Western Hemisphere was the Olmec, the biggest nation of people over here. The Aztec, the Maya, and the Incas. Where the United States is, we're called a Creek Nation. The people were 72 tribes.
Right.
White folks say only 5 of them tribes was civilized.
Yeah.
See, I come from that tribe. See, great-great-grandpa told me they call him a renegade because he never signed a peace treaty with the United States. See, I'm the grandson, great-grandson of this renegade, and he also is too. Yeah, and so you have to understand, you have to go back and see what you, the key to living has always been your diet.
Yes.
The first 3 years of your life, you on what? Vegetarian or fruitarian? You first start off as a breatharian in your mama's womb. She feeds you through her plasma. You get your blood from your mama. You don't get your blood from your daddy. You get your ignorant ass ways, big mama, from your daddy. See, you're talking to big mama now. My 114-year-old grandmother and my 109-year-old grandmother, before they died, they taught me that I stayed 1 week from 7 days old. 1 week it was from the next week they trade me out of church. I go to them till I graduated from high school. They had BS me that they couldn't see. So I had to read the Bible to them every night. So you can't tell me nothing about the Bible because, see, I done read the Bible when I graduated from school over 1,800 times. That's when I got to ask the preacher something about the Bible. See, I know your Bible. Know it back and forth because they had jive me they couldn't see. And I had to read it too.
Mm-hmm.
So the first, you don't become accountable to you how old?
Three.
You're 3 years old when you get molars. But somebody will go in there and chew some meat up for you and give it to you.
Yeah.
Put some pot liquor on it and give it to you and make accountable out of you. Once you understand how you are created, within that deals, this is esoteric knowledge, that deals with the 12 laws of nature. The first law of nature is what? Motion. Deals with what? The four elements. So how did the four elements become the fifth element, which is you? How did it come into existence?
Mm-hmm.
You got to know all this step by step in a chronological order. How did you come into existence? Then you understand why ain't nobody got your four prints. Meaning that you are a clone. In today's word, society word that you know, you have been cloned from one individual to another. Each time the seed got weaker and weaker and weaker and weaker and weaker and weaker. That if you our age, you can see where our grandchildren and children has not what you had in 40s and 50s. Why? Because for 351 years, you were called by the government a Negro that was a colored person. Now, let's go back to 1555. 175 Mennonites. This is what's wrote in the Constitution, in the history of America. It wasn't America then, it was colony then. 155 Mennonites. Who know what a Mennonite is? Well, a Mennonite is the children of Mennon. And if I ask you, any preacher, how many wives did Abraham have, they're going to tell me two. Hagar and Sarah. But if you go into the 25th chapter of Genesis, you see he married a Cushite woman that was named Keturah, which means sweet smelling, meaning that she, oh, Abe has some sweet smelling there. So they had five children. Menon was their third children that lived in the Congo. So this Presbyterian minister named John Hopkins, you know John Hopkins University, right?
Mm-hmm.
John Hopkins, when he was a slaver, he had two names. He went and got 175 Mennonites. This is how Abraham's children got over here. And brought them to Jamestown, Virginia, to Governor Yardley. But Governor Yardley's brother was on a slave ship that came in, and he had impregnated a 14-year-old girl. They wrote a history, and she was the first one to have this mixed baby over here, and they named it Adam. This is all in the history. This documentation beats all BS conversation. From 1555 to 1619, and I find this very interesting, Brother Ashley, because this is where they start their history. That's 64 years later. 64 years later, the government said that it was no more Africans over here. They had mixed their seed with all the indigenous, I hate that word, tribes that was over here, and all the Europeanos that was over here. Everything over here was a half-breed. He was either a mulatto, a quadron, an octron, or a mustee for mixing his seed. There were no more purebred Africans over here after 64 years. Let that soak in. So you ain't no African. See, so you come from one of them 72 tribes, and if you're old as me, I knew that on my mama's side with Cherokee, or on my dad's side, they were Crows. And that was beat into me by great-great-grandpa. Don't never let nobody tell you you were African. You came from Africa. So this is history that's called esoteric knowledge that we have got to teach our children. Ain't no such thing as black history. You didn't become a black African-American until 1970 when the government said it was all right for you to become that. That's 375 years from 1619. Now, 370 years. Now, when you became a black African-American, 52 years ago, 1971, but a million. But in 2020, when they took 50, it's 42 million. Meaning there's 42 million people that call themselves Black African Americans who have been genocided, totally genocided, because once you label yourself an American, he has totally genocided you to the point where you don't know your language. When you become a Black Mexican, a Black Italian, Black Vietnamese, American Vietnamese, American Greek, that third generation can't even speak his language. I have facts on that. I have facts that a boy was born in 1981 with a master's degree. There, my witness back there. He couldn't tell me. I asked him over in Fort Worth, I say, do you know what a Negro that's a colored person is? He said, no, I don't. If I ask your 5-year-old baby, your 6-year-old baby, your 8-year-old baby, your 9-year-old baby, what is a Black African American, he don't know. Me and Robert at 3 years old know we was a Black African American. And that we was a Negro that was a colored person and not a Black African American. Mm-hmm. So you see how you've been genocided? Now you take from 1970, these 52 years, you went from a soul sister and a soul brother to a bitch, hole, dog, and a fool. So when we was in our 20s and 30s, we didn't call ourselves that. You have went from no morals. No morals with this hip-hop culture. You got the greatest culture in the world, Jesse Jackson. See, the first Black African-American was Jesse Jackson. When he said on TV, he's no longer a Negro that's a colored person, I'm a Black African-American. Jesus Christ first, the Democrat Party second. That's what Jesse Jackson put it on the census. Is you Negro that's a colored person or are you Black African American? So you got 42 million of these summa cum laude fools right now that's running around hollering I'm a Black African American. Black ain't a color.
Right.
So how you become a Black African? Just like how did you become a Black Gentile? So if you a Christian, you say I'm a Black Gentile. If you a Muslim, you say I'm a Black Muslim. If you a Hebrew Israelite, you say I'm a Black one. How did you become the Black one? It was a white one before it was you. So you've been conquered by somebody. Because tell me, what religion did the Black man have? Black man ain't had no religion. None but white folks had religion. None but white folks believe in God. And let's go to this word, God. God is a 6th century word. Let's ask ourselves, what was it called first? In the first century, it was called Odin.
Yeah.
In the 3rd century, it was called Woden, which is Wednesday in this language.
Yeah.
In the 5th century, it was called Guden. In the 6th century, you go Google this. In the 6th century, it was called God. Now, everybody is conquered in the whole damn world that look like me and you,
mm-hmm.
saying, I believe in God, I'm a king, I'm a queen.
And look at
now, what is the word king and queen?
Yeah.
It's a Germanic word. What
correct.
Do you mean?
Which has nothing to do with the
go ahead on.
I wanted to edify what you were saying. Okay. So continuing in the German language, you have Monday, which is the day of the moon. So for the moon worshippers, Montag. Then you have Sunday, but it's a pun on English. English came from German. So S-U-N in American English is S-O-N in German. So when you say, yeah, the day of the sun, well, people will be talking about you,
right.
not the ball of fire in the sky. So it's called, as they say, that's a homonym, right? Sometimes it says what they sound the same and can have the same meaning. Why do you think they taught you that in English grade school? So now, let's move to these words he was talking about. Afrikaans is American English. The Arabic word is Afrik. It means 80% of the time somebody was pale-skinned.
They speak Arabic every day over there in the so-called Crescent, from Mauritania all the way around. And so when they use that word Ethiopia, they know that word. So now you say, I'm an African American. They go, what did he say? Mm-hmm. You are a what? And they're looking at you. And here's the other word, not N-I-G-G-E-R.
Right.
So Cherokee is related to these words. So you talked about Gog. So I need to bring that out as well, too. So in Cherokee, the old Cherokee verb, which is related to the Hebrew verb, is agag. So in Cherokee, we say agee. So we say agiga gay. So gay, which now is an alternate lifestyle to describe somebody living strangely, the word meant, as it did in King's English, countenance, person's appearance, and how they present themselves. So in Cherokee, we say for the woman is agay. Asge is man, woman is asgeyashta. We're equal in terms of helpmates to each other. So we don't use the word husband and wife. We don't use the word king and all. That's not our words because they are not reflected of our reality. So, again, words. These words, Robert Ashley, Brother Ashley, you might not know, is already in the Old Testament. Ohio. A-H-I-O. It means the place where he caused his name to come down. Alabama. So you learn that when you go back to Cherokee, Choctaw, and all these languages,
Alabama
speaking what they used to speak. So now you say Alabama. That's supposed to mean God's high pillar.
Oh,
his high place. Missouri is how you say in English, Egypt.
Right.
Missouri. Mississippi is part of that.
Right.
And outside the city of Dallas, Waxahachie, Saginaw, down Sugar Land, those are all the descendants of the black children of Esau, and you have a city southwest of Dallas called Edom, Texas. Then when you look up Palestine, Texas, in the geographical dictionary, just want to kind of orient you to where you are. You're not where you think you are, okay? So two things going forward. If you're going to read the Bible, you need to have a book in zoology and a book in botany. Identify the trees, the pines, the cedars, the redwoods, the junipers. We got the tar pits here. And then the animals that says you can eat, the deer, elk, and moose, and all of that. Same as there. I did a tour of duty in the desert. Them people over there ain't thinking about corn, but corn is everywhere in the Old Testament. Roasted ears of corn. They even got Jesus eating ripened ears of corn. Him and his disciples. So where are they at doing this? Because they can't do it in the desert. And those animals, bears, King David fighting off bears and mountain lions. They left off the word mountain when they gave it to you in English, so you wouldn't know. We have mountain lions here. We call them pumas, right?
Right.
Okay. So we have eagles in this land. Eagles do not live in the Middle East. Hawks, falcons, but they don't live there.
Camels.
Our camels would be the form of the llamas. And we used to have elephants. Elephant remains all up and down California. So Texas is supposed to get its name from an Egyptian king, Texcoco, or Texaco.
Yes.
And then they dropped off a piece of. So when you go to the gas station to fill it up, you keep that Egyptian king in mind, because he ruled this whole area. Arizona, Lion of Zion. Utah was Judah.
Right.
Okay. We got the Canada, Ka'anida, is the land of Canaan, all the way down the East Coast.
Right.
So that's why we have these strange Canaanitish names. At a powwow, I met a brother who was Lene Menafi. Nafi are also in the Old Testament as Canaanites. He said, yeah, we beat you Cherokees up some time ago in the past and took your replica of the Ark of the Covenant. You beat us up and beat us back up and took your Ark back. I'm like, well, who are you? And I was a member of a warrior society back then. And I said, well, who are you? He said, well, I'm Lene Menafi. So I'm like, okay, I can't make the connection. He said, I'm a Canaanite. And he spoke his language. Also, we have descendants of black Egyptians here.
Right.
The Montauk, Montau is an Egyptian word from the people of Tau, Pawsetti, Montauk. The family last name is Pharaoh. So they're still holding on out there in Long Island, and there are few. This is through my travels and walks with people that I've met. And who we are outside of what we are accusing ourselves of, I'm going to put it like that, other the world over, China knows the original name. I'll leave you with this thought. the Israeli child learning how to say the names of the countries and Hebrew. He doesn't know the Bible. When he gets to the United States of America, he says in Hebrew, Arzot Habarit. That's in Genesis 15 when God was talking to Abram and said, I will give you all of this as an inheritance, and it is Hazot Ha'arat Hazot. So modern Hebrew says Arzot Habari, same word. That means this is the promised land. That land over there just called Ha'arat Israel, which is not the promised land. That's why they don't refer to it as that. So when they come here, I mean, we're going to the place paid with gold and everything else. So other things you may know. Now, this word Christian, I have to say about the word Christian. A Shriner taught me this. What they've done in the English language, and Brother DeWald, you can back me up on this as well, too. They've made, many of your English words are compound words. They contain more than one piece to it. So when you say you are a Christian, leave the part Christ in English. Rearrange the last three letters, I-A-N, and make it A-N-I, and then read it right to left, not left to right. When you do that, the thing that you was warned about in the New Testament, many will come saying, I am Christ. You call yourself a Christian? That's exactly what you just said you are. And what's and now you take on the curses and everything else that come along. So the people who are trying to say that they're us, and now we're calling ourselves them, it's to our detriment. Wake up. In Cherokee, we just keep it simple. Ani Aliyah. That means we are, that's old Cherokee Hebrew. We are God's people. Wa'ani Gitawagi. We're not savages. We live in homes. Township people. Gitawagi.
So look, we're going to open up after. Here's what I want to say. I'm going to open up the questions in less than 5 minutes. But what I got to say is that when you study esoteric knowledge, then you know who you are. You know you are the greatest person that ever been on the face of the earth. Nobody got your full print. Your mind, how you think, you had to renew your mind. You could not believe anything that you learned from a subhuman being. You could not believe anything. It's out the door. Everything that you have learned in school system is no good. It's opposite of what we, the original thinking. It was called the way of life. It never was called religion. It was called religion by the subhuman. So once you are able to defend the second law of nature, which is the laws of opposite, which everything you've been taught in opposite. So we're going to open up
just a couple of things I want to add to the conversation that we have already kind of went over. Just going back real quick, and I'm going to come back to where we are. Another name that you should be aware of, and if you want to do some research on COVID-19, is Judy Makovich.
Yeah.
Judy Makovich was very instrumental in originally how they put vaccines together. And she gives a very deep history of Dr. Fauci. So this is some information that we need. The other thing that I want to say is that right now many of us are on social media, and that photo likeness that we are sharing of ourselves on social media is also being consumed by different people and different entities. So we should be aware of what's happening to us being on social media. I, too, am on social media, so just as awareness. The other thing that I want to bring forward is that Brother Dwyer said that it was about the food, how important food is. But when we think of food, we don't always think of water. But we should think of water because we are water.
Right.
And there is not a water system in this country here that has not been contaminated and poisoned on purpose. And so it's very
critical that we be aware of that, especially mothers. Mothers are key to all of this knowledge because they are the first teachers.
Right.
And as the first teachers, it's important that we know this knowledge because the teaching does not begin when the child is born. It begins
in the womb.
In the womb. And so here we are today, and I'm happy to see females in the audience today, but we should have many more. So the next time that we come, make it a conscious effort to invite a mother or a female who will become a mother to these type of gatherings. This is where we need to begin to teach a new knowledge because we all old, and you heard the old saying that it's hard to teach an old dog new tricks, huh? All right, so this is true. But however, I'm delighted that you all are here to open your minds up to new knowledge. But this knowledge is to serve the new babies that we need to born into this world, which is why they do not want us to have new children. Because it is in the new children that you can spin the new paradigm. And that new paradigm has to start with these type of panels, bringing knowledge to one another and sharing that. And then I want to say to us right now is that it's very difficult for you to unlearn. But the main thing you need to realize in taking that journey is what you have learned is all a lie. And when you can take that into your system, you can break yourself down to build yourself back up again with new knowledge, new evolution that will help you evolve into a new being. And there is, it's not too late because the beautiful thing about this body system that we have, it renews itself in every single way that you can think of from the head to the toe. But you have to accept it where it begins, in the mind, in order for you to renew yourself. And finally, I want to say this is a magazine.
It is.
That I picked up, I picked it up at the Dollar Tree.
Okay.
Now, many people go into the Dollar Tree, and I just simply want to ask this question. It says that the Prince of Peace and how he changed the world.
That's right.
How did he change it? And is this the truth?
We're killing. Yeah, he changed.
Well, first of all, start with his name.
He did.
Exactly.
Jesus is Earth Pig, translation in Latin. Geo-Sus. Sus is a low-life animal. So whoever was walking 2,000 years ago, he didn't have that name.
Nope.
And the J didn't come into existence until, what, 550 years ago.
Right.
Yeah. You can't say it in German. You can't say it in Greek or Latin because they don't have a J. And the J don't exist in Hebrew. So how are we saying this word? Where did it come from?
Well, here's what we do.
That's a different meaning.
Brother Mahal.
All together.
Brother Mahal. Let's go in a chronological order.
Yeah.
His name was Jesus Krishna.
Jesus is also Spanish is like horses.
Right. Now,
so
Jesus Krishna was his first name. Then it was translated to Greek as Jesus Christo.
Right.
Then translated to the forbidden language, which is high-bred German, which we speak, is Jesus Christ.
Now, interesting point. King James 1611 Authorized Version never put that word in his translation.
Well,
not 1611. He said Esaias. So if you look up this word in a biblical dictionary, it will tell you this is English. And then it, right next to it, it will tell you what the Greek word is, which is not this word.
And they tell you the lie that the King James 1881 Bible that the Christians use, this one right here, was translated out of this one. That's a damn lie because find me a J in here.
You can't
this
say
is 16 later. Find me a J in here. You ain't going to find now. So how can this book be translated out of there? That's That's the lie first they told him.
And before we move on to Brother Thurrock, I just want to say the brother was saying that we need to, he didn't say study, but I'm going to say zoology, botany, but we also need
that's
to
biology.
Study.
Botany and zoology is biology.
That still leads to that,
yeah.
But it helps us with geography
right,
in
right.
terms of where we live in the earth because you
right.
identify the animals and that. So when you see what says Moses is saying, get together red badger spur, just stitch them together to make a covering for the Ark of the Covenant. You go to the book of this, even the Standard Dictionary, look up red badger. It says Western North America.
And
they
then,
don't miss. They tell you where that animal lives.
And then I want to add is that we must study etymology.
Oh, absolutely. Because that's what he's learning.
Yes.
What these words mean.
And because this language has so many hidden messages in it, you must also add numerology.
Yes.
And you knowing that it is full of symbols and signs, you must break these words down and find the hidden messages in all of these words.
Correct.
Hold on, sis. And because Brother Zurok's got something to say. And finally, I just want to say thank you also very kindly for coming today. Go ahead, brother.
Yeah, I got two things.
Another
city that I want to bring to one is Flower Mound.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Flower Mound is a large mound. You get up on top of that mound.
That's why it's called that.
You can see downtown Dallas and downtown Fort Worth at the same time. Okay. And Flower Mound is an ancient burial ground.
Mm-hmm.
So what has happened here in Fort Hood, Fort Field?
Yeah.
Well, the colonials set up Fort Worth.
Right.
And they made plans to go to Flower Mound and take their land from the people. So when they come to, they strategize, go take the land from the people. They put us, most of us, down in Mosier Valley.
Right.
Mm-hmm. They migrate to the Moses Valley and Flower Mound. They give it up the land, and then they allow us to come back and help them build the thing. Flower Mound is still there because, remember when they entered the tombstone of the Egyptian tombstone, and those people come out, they die.
Right.
Well, they didn't want to create that certain thing, right? So they didn't break the mound down. It's not as big as it used to be, but they got some of the treasures out of it. But that's what Flower Mound. If you do, I did a documentary on it. Go and read.
Okay, I need to get your info.
Okay. You go and you read in the Flower Mound. It has the descendants of the Ouachita Indians.
Right.
Wichita.
That means those who travel by way of ships.
And
now you know them as Choctaw.
And with the Wichita or Ouachita, we got to think about George Washington. George Washington, I'm going to say that was not his name. He was pretending to be a Ouachita Indian. That's why they wore the wig. They came with them all.
That's why
they
don't know White Washington.
Right? I speak for life. That's why I'm coming from. Right?
Yes, sir.
I speak from life.
Oh, okay.
Washington.
Look at the word tetragrammaton.
Yes.
You already know what it
yes.
is?
Yes.
So tetragrammaton is the Hebrew name for YHWH.
Correct.
Okay, YHWH. If you look at the word and you see that was the word that was over Jesus' head when they hung it on the cross.
Right.
YHWH.
Mm-hmm.
If you break it down, you know that the Egyptians or the ancients, they did not use vowels because they know if you use a vowel and you can pronounce the word, you can invoke the spirit that comes with the word.
Right.
So they did not use vowels. Okay? So
that's correct.
Right. So what they would do, they just use the YHWH as a symbolism. Right? That's why you have to. Egyptian hieroglyph inside. It's a symbolism.
Mm-hmm.
You understand?
Right.
A lot of the off that they use is basically the male genitals,
mm-hmm.
part of the male and the female, the unk over it.
Yeah.
Is the unking of the energy. Remember the divine energy that you're picking up? That's what unk comes from. You unk that energy, you hold it. Because you want to make sure she's on the same page, you're on the same page. When y'all create that child is exactly you and exactly her. That's what the unking of the energy. That's what
let me edify on the
tetragrammaton. That's why in native singing, I was a traditional singer back in the day. So we have something called the Holy Yo-Yo Song. That's where we take the tetragrammaton and we break it down into what they call cherubinic pieces. So we're not saying the name, but we're saying the letter. That's why if you go to Apollo, Yah-Yah-Yah-Hey-Wa. So the verb is in there. So there's two verbs for existence. Hawa. That's what we use for the war chants. That's what they say. So if you go pull a Native American Indian war dance song, they're singing Hawa. Then when we talk about giving great and thank you for life and living, is Haya.
Haya. Hawa. Y-H-W-H. In different languages, you
that's
call,
called dialect.
So you look at Y-H-W-H, Y, yeah, home, but the H. Okay?
Right.
Or you can look at it as jump, home.
That's what the Jehovah's Witnesses
do. You understand?
Yeah.
We're going through the process of different languages.
Right.
Right? Then you have Y-H-W-H, and you can look at the Yahshua, Yeshua.
Right, and that's actually in full play in the Old Testament. That's
yeah.
the benefit of being able to read the Hebrew. So they try to say, this is the first time the name is used in the New Testament. No. David is appointing a priest named Yeshua to the 10th position in the temple as high priest. And then you see Ezra, Nehemiah, and they all, and you see, if you're reading in Hebrew, you're going, nah, this word is Yeshua. And then you're looking at what they spelled in English. One letter rule change they do to throw you off, so you don't know in English it's the same word. You don't
exactly.
know that.
Okay, so now I'm going to take you all to the English portion.
Okay.
Now, you all know that when we, Brother Dwight tell me that all the time, once you cross over the water, everything is flipped out.
You better believe it.
Okay, so if y'all actually pronounce the word YHWH the way that it looks,
mm-hmm.
you will look at the Y is you, you.
Mm.
You are the sacrifice from your bed in mind that came down and made a new baby. You are a sacrifice. So
mm-hmm.
the baby is a sacrifice for the new land. Okay. So in the English word, if you take out the consonant.
Yeah. We tried to graph it in math. It falls in the imaginary math realm.
Exactly.
So they say it's not even real mathematical.
So you take out the consonant and you read what it says in the consonant. Which the one? What is it? The E and the U are vowels.
Yes.
You pronounce the word yours and start with EU. So the EU is what? You. So you are the sacrificial lamb that has been sacrificed to come for the fallen angels to come into the new world,
right.
which is the egg of the female.
I want to edify you on something. I'm so glad he's on this way. So let me just say this. So Brother Ashley, this is a treat, and I promise to give you your $5 and the $90.
And we get
okay. Hey, we do. But I want to point something out. Who did they say lived in hell or the fires of hell? Come on. You learned it in church. Okay, they said the devil, right? Now, you have to pay attention to who's doing the talking and who's calling who, the devil or the enemy or the adversary. What does it say in the Old Testament about him? First, it identifies him with Anak. Because in Choctaw, they say Inti, which is from the tablets of Gilgamesh. I learned Choctaw when I moved here. That's how I got it, from a woman to come down from the res teaching it. And so she said, this is the prayer we pray in the American Indian Community Church every Sunday. You're welcome to come on by off of Hampton and I-30. Go north on it. She hands me the paper, and I see E-N-K-I. And then it's written with the right-to-left old paleo character set. So she gave me a font disc and all that stuff. So that's how I know they were, that Ten Commandments stone down there at Fair Park, that's Choctaw.
Right.
Which is the way Moses wrote. So they're just letting you know. So did it not say, so he says, how do you know? He says, all you know in English is, I am the Lord thy God. That's what you know in English. That's not what it says in Hebrew. It says, Anoki, instead of Inki, as the Choctaws pronounce it, Anoki Yehovah
Elohei Ka. That's how it says it in Hebrew. So it's like, hold up, this is Enki. And this is Enki's land.
Right.
This whole Western Hemisphere belongs to Enki. And Lil was from somewhere else.
And where did Enki come from?
So hold on, it's deeper than that. Let's get to the furnace speech. It says, the Lord your God is an all-consuming fire. But you get to the church and they're telling you, devil is running the fire. Or he's got something to do with the fire. When it says that in order for you to be purified, also in that same Old Testament, he said he will burn the dross off you as gold is refined in the furnace. So we're afraid of the wrong thing for the wrong reason. You are fire. And they know that. That's why they call us also serpent. Oh, you say we have serpentine energy. Think about what they're saying. You have fire in your chest. All of us do. But we're not supposed to know that. They see it when they do an MRI or some other type of high scan. So I wanted to mention, and here's the thing. The Creator, or who we're talking about, does not live in heaven. They told you that in church. Where he lives doesn't have a name. And nobody can live with him. It says that too in Isaiah. It's no air, no trees, no sun, no moon, no running water, no place to stand. He's in it. That's all it says, even in Arabic. Well, that's what we're using this vernacular. You would really say who?
Who? So he is she.
Okay, so you use the proper. Right now I'm speaking in English. But he also say lo ish el, not a man. Not a man, not a woman. He's not like any of his creation.
Mm-hmm.
And he's in need of nothing, but everything seeks after him. Period. Now, I'm just using it as we're talking English, bro, so you got it, right? So now when you think about, wait a minute, what exactly are we talking about? What is this, the power of all knowing? So a super being of some sort that is, it says its palace is surrounded by fire. And there's no one in it but him. But they told you no man can see what? God and live, right? That's the New Testament? That's not what it says in Exodus.
No.
Exodus 20, verses 9, 10, and 11. So Moses, Aaron, and Aaron's two brothers, with their eyes, Ra'u, that means use your eyes, saw Ra'u Elohei, singular, over a consortium of the plural in the plural sense. And it says, so them, that, and the 70 elders. Then it jumps down to the next word. But it says they were protected first. So the first word, they never translated in English. They were shielded, protected with some kind of garment or something. And then with their eyes, they saw him. And they described what the floor of his palace is like. But they couldn't look him in the face. Yes.
And, one point and I went to the area of five. I was in the area of the back doctor said about he said that when you want to kill a thing, you put it in things they cannot, you wouldn't even think about. You put it in the air and the water. And they were talking about the water in Flint, Michigan, the water that the children drank out of those rusty pipes, it's going to take at least 75 years for their children to be correct because of the magnitude of that pollution or that poison in that water. So a lot of the things that the children, they don't know the outcome of what these children are going to be like, their health once they reach a certain age, because you got to understand a lot of those children that drunk that water, they were toxic. Not only did they drink it, they were bathing. So the largest organ on your body is your skin. So the outcome of that will be they may not have children. They may die of cancer at an early age. Then some of their children might be born mutated. So when you want to get rid of a people, how do you do it? You do it by air, you do it by water, you do it by food. So in a lot of those areas, like up in Detroit, we met a lot of people, black people that were living in communities where their water was coming out of the sink black.
Jesus, wow.
Or the water comes where they set you up.
and it goes into a survival thing.
Right.
When they want to kill you, just this.
That's
you were talking about a lot of places. When you look at majority of our pollution is, or people that have been affected by toxicity, many reports across the text. There's a document called Those Who Live Among the Fence Lines.
Right.
They want to kill you. They put you, they put the brown and the black boys, they write against the corporation.
Red line.
If you are toxic in the air, West out.
Yeah.
It's all air smelter thing. Except for 5 years, that thing was in the air. But then look at the school right next to it, Thomas Edison and Pink. They had the highest, they had the biggest department of special education and children with learning disabilities. So they ain't got to shoot you.
No.
They can put you right next
right.
to your kill. So in the areas of water, that's how they kill it. That's how they kill it. They put it in our water.
But
yes.
My grandmother would tell anybody, if they asked her how did she live for 114 years,
yes.
she'd tell you she drank well water
right.
because they put chlorine
well, see, even now,
in the water, and after 40 years
right.
of you drinking water with chlorine,
right.
you're going to have arthritis, rheumatism,
right.
and all the pains that I got now.
But they didn't tell you, but to find out, President Obama was awesome. President Obama was in office. He passed a law that a lot of people don't know, that the government could seize your well, could seize your creek.
Oh, that's been
if you have if you have a bucket of water,
the
anything, they can come and get it for their own.
Yeah.
And so when we look at California, which is definitely a chopping company,
yeah.
all that fertile land up there on a Schwarzenegger sold it out to the next chopping company. So all that land that was fertile has now been dammed up.
Yeah.
And so the next war is going to be about water. Kevin Costner, they did a war, they did a movie a couple of years ago called Water World. What water is going to be, it's going to be about who can get. So they already set examples out there about it. He's part of this water. Tina Turner, that movie with Tina Turner. And now
Under the Thunderdome?
Was that?
That's one of them where water was more precious and they were going out
water was more precious than anything. And even the other
I watch
one,
all those
the other one where she was talking about the feeding the baby, where they were stealing the women that had breast milk.
Right.
Yeah.
So we have to understand,
yeah.
it's
right.
about feeding. No. It was the last Mad Max. And they had all the women.
Yeah, Mad Max.
Yeah. They had all the women that
yes.
could have breast milk. And even go back to that. Soylent Green.
You got to
claim. You have to claim, but you also have to have the resources to move that way.
that are giving you the rock. So you have to.
School of thought.
So for me, right, I don't want to know how I'm going to survive.
And that goes back in to find out information.
I know
right.
that I have to boost my immune system.
Yeah, you know.
I have to, you know, do things, extract into myself systems that's going to build up not only my white stuff, but not enough for me to just give.
And one of the things that's really hard for me as a black woman, and I see you so much, and I just had a conversation with a black man this morning. I was telling him, well, you realize that you're killing yourself. I say, you eat this McDonald's, you're drinking this coffee, you smoke the weed, you smoke your cigarettes, you're doing this, you're doing it, you're cutting off your lifespan. And then you really don't realize that by doing this, you're a detriment to the community because you're not here to protect them. You're not here to help us, you know, live long.
Right.
You're killing yourself. And it's like, I can't break these bad habits. But if somebody brings you something and they say, this is how you can get better, it is hard to keep on trying to offer hope to a person that don't want it.
Oh, yeah, we got time for two more questions. Two more questions, Dave?
I got
something to say. If you got it, but we're going to give Quaytay a love offer. I don't charge you, no. We're gonna surprise her with a love offer.
Oh.
If you got it. Only if you got it.
Let me edify something you said and something you said. Just
because
he started it, okay? He mentioned, what is an American? Okay, so in the original King James Bible, how do you pronounce the word American in King's English? What is the answer? Yeah, Amorite. Amri is the Hebrew word itself. King's English is Amorite. What did he say in Genesis 15 to Abram? You know, or we think we know the definition for the word annoy. Oh, he annoyed me. No, that's the watered-down definition of the English word annoy. The Hebrew verb annoy, the word annoy, is where the English word came from. It means to persecute, lynch, murder, kill, stick up, get jacked, you name whatever that they have done. Okay? And he said, so Abram, this is why it says he was horrified as to what he was sown. So as he goes, he says, but no, that same nation I'm going to judge. And the word that they're using in English for judge is a very weak, wimpy word in English. So he said, for the iniquity of the, and he said 400 years, that's in that same verse. He says, for the iniquities of the Amorites will have reached its fullness then. So the American ancient flag with the 50 stars on it, it's not new. They just resurfaced it. So a brother, Ashwa Kwesi, he did a video some years ago, and he said, okay, I got a treat for you all tonight. And people didn't think it was anything of a treat. I'm like, yeah, it's the American flag. But he deliberately had the picture zoomed up on it so you can see 50 stars and this, that, and the other. But it wasn't red, white, and blue. It was like green and black or something, right? And then he said, so you really think that, what is this? What are we looking at? I said, American flag. He said, okay. Here's my next question. And then his next slide, the camera's back off of him. He said, what is that doing on the column in Egypt of what's left of the column still standing? Why is that on the column? And it was like, damn, did the Egyptians not talk about the – it made me think about it because, you know, Brother Phil Valentine, that's a real good friend of mine. So him and I, we collaborated. He taught me quite a few things. And when he came out with that book, Wounded Wound, answer some of the questions, okay? But he came up with that. I was going over with people because he understood the comedic vernacular. So Queen of Fool was his wife before. Yeah, I talked to him all the time. So he just did a recent video called Blood Wars, a Zoom meeting last week, off the chain.
Is it on YouTube?
And he had Dr.